Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. Your thyroid is a small butterfly-shaped gland located at the base of the front of your neck, just below the voice box or your Adam's apple. It produces thyroxine, T4, and triiodothyronine, T3, which play a major role in metabolism, growth, and development, and is supervised by the pituitary gland, which is located at the base of your brain. The pituitary gland monitors and controls the amount of thyroid hormones in your bloodstream. If it senses a lack of thyroid hormones, it produces thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH, which activates the thyroid to make its hormones. When your thyroid is working properly, it maintains the right amount of hormones needed to keep your metabolism functioning well. However, when your thyroid makes too much or too little of these important hormones, it is called thyroid disease. In the United States, it is estimated that 20 million people have some form of thyroid disease. More than 12% of the U.S. population is also expected to develop a thyroid condition during their lifetime. Women are 5 to 8 times more likely than men to have thyroid issues, and 1 out of 8 women will develop thyroid diseases. When thyroid disease is not taken care of, you are at a higher risk of certain serious conditions, such as cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, and infertility. Pregnant women also have increased risk of miscarriages, early delivery, and developmental problems in their children. Hyperthyroidism is when the thyroid gland is producing too much thyroid hormones. Symptoms include irritability, nervousness, muscle weakness, unexplained weight loss, sleep disruptions, vision problems, and eye irritation. Graves' disease is a form of overactive thyroid. It is an autoimmune disorder that affects about 1% of the population. Hypothyroidism is when the thyroid gland does not produce enough thyroid hormones. Symptoms include extra fatigue, depression, forgetfulness, and some weight gain. Hashimoto's is a form of hypothyroidism and is an autoimmune disorder. Factors that negatively affect the thyroid are stress, trauma, infection, radiation, certain medications, low-calorie diet, fluoride, as it acts against iodine, which is essential in thyroid production, toxins, liver or kidney dysfunctions, and celiac disease. Factors that are beneficial for the thyroid are nutrients such as iron, iodine, tyrosine, zinc, selenium, vitamins E, B2, B3, B6, C, D, as well as getting regular exercise or movement. To naturally help your thyroid, life recommendations include eating whole foods, avoiding and reducing caffeine, alcohol, and other stimulants, eliminating foods you have issues with, or if you don't know if you have foods that you have issues with, you can always go to a medical professional and get tested for this. Staying well hydrated, increasing movement in your life, and having good sleep. Giving yourself time to relax and rest, as well as taking a supplement that contains the nutrients needed to support thyroid hormone production. Another great option is by doing NIC hydrotherapy. As always, I advise you to seek professional medical care to determine your own plan to help support your thyroid. The This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMF LP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.